This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18+, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome again to Cottage Talk Full Time. This is our initial reaction, my initial reaction to Fulham's 1-0 loss to West Brom. And before I do anything else, I just want to mention, if you are watching live on YouTube or if you're interested in watching on YouTube, please subscribe to Cottage Talk on YouTube. It would help other Fulham supporters and maybe fans of other teams, other supporters find us. So please do subscribe to Cottage Talk. Okay. Well, this isn't going to be a long show. And to start off, I want to start here. I want to congratulate West Brom for a very good performance. They deserve the victory. In fact, I'll say that they deserve to win by more than a goal. I don't think this match was close. So I want to give them the due that they deserve because they made Fulham look bad. Fulham did not play well, but there's a reason why they didn't play well. West Brom played well. I want to give a shout out to my friend Andy Carlton, who is a huge West Brom supporter living here in New Hampshire. Congratulations, Andy. I know you needed that victory. I wish it wasn't against my side, but congratulations. But I think it's warranted, and that's why I wanted to start the show by congratulating West Brom, because trust me, I'm going to rip into Fulham, but I want to start by congratulating West Brom. Okay, and if you're watching live, feel free to share your thoughts. I might just share them during, like I said, this very quick show. I'm not happy, so I'm not going to go long, but I want to do a quick show for everyone, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Win, lose, or draw, if I can do a show, I'm going to do a show. So that's why we're doing a show today. So let's see. I'm going to just share a couple comments here. This is from Dave Cronin. Time for freshen up. Some of our regulars look tired. That is possible there, Dave. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. This is from Stephen Turner. Worst performance of the season. We didn't deserve anything, and West Brom deserved it. Stephen, I'm with you 100%. 100%. You are 100% right on that. Couldn't agree more. Fulham didn't deserve anything from it. West Brom deserved to win this. Congratulations to them. That's the way that I always put it. When my team loses, I'm not afraid to say it, and I'm going to say it now. So just wanted to share that. Okay, so my opening thoughts as we get through this is, as we're talking about, first half, again, it was really all to do with West Brom. Fulham didn't really offer much, and it was really disappointing. Very disappointing to watch. But again, they were controlling the match. And I kept saying to myself, watching the first half, well, Fulham are going to have the wind in the second half, because I thought the wind, sometimes the conditions can be a factor. But you know what? If I say that, and I am saying that, maybe I'm taking a little bit away from West Brom, because they still played well in the second half as well. So for me, the conditions didn't play as much of a factor as I thought it might especially in the second half. But in the first half, West Brom dominated. West Brom created some opportunities. And I'm going to throw this out there because I'm going to be honest here. Did West Brom deserve a penalty? I could make the argument that they did. So I think Fulham actually got a little fortunate there with the situation with Harrison Reed. You could even say Marek Rodak possibly. So if we're going to complain about a call, duly noted a call in the last match, I think we got to call it both ways here and say, you know what? I think West Brom deserved the penalty. I'm going to say that. But Fulham deserved nothing in the first half. I thought they were fortunate to come out of the first half even at 0-0. I thought they were very fortunate. But the one thing that I do want to ask everyone, their thoughts on the starting 11. Because when I saw it, and I saw that Tim Ream was included, I was happy that Tim Ream was included. I thought he played like Tim Ream. Tim Ream is a solid pro. He just does his job. The issue I had was with Bobby Decadova-Reed filling in again for Niskanen Cabano. Now, I'm going to ask everyone, how much did Fulham miss Niskanen Cabano? I'm going to say they missed him a lot once again. That's my opinion. I do think Fulham missed Niskanen Cabano. If you're looking at the starting 11, I think Fulham missed Cabano because we're missing that threat down the left-hand side. I thought it became too predictable. We're going to talk about the situation with Anthony Robinson in the second half in just a bit. But disappointing first half, extremely disappointing first half. And I thought we would get a reaction come out in the second half. Unfortunately, the reaction we got was not the one that I was hoping for. In fact, West Brom created the best opportunity to start the second half. They were actually looking for that second goal. That's what teams should be doing. Well, actually, I'm sorry, the first goal. They were actually pushing for the first goal. There's a golden for you. At the beginning of the first half, they were looking for the first goal. See, here I am already thinking that Fulham were down because they played so poorly in that first half. And I agree. I think this is their worst performance of the season. I could be wrong, but I definitely think it was. Let's see what Dave Cronin has to say. We missed Cabano and needed Kearney earlier. Dave, again, spot on. Spot on, my friend. Spot on with that analysis. So let's now transition. Let's go to the second half. And again, like I mentioned, I thought West Brom came out strong. Fulham had some opportunities. But I don't mean to be picking on this player because I know people think that maybe myself, maybe Giannis are picking on Anthony Robinson. I'm sorry, guys. Anthony Robinson's mistake cost Fulham the match. They didn't deserve to get anything from it, but that mistake led to the goal. And when I'm looking ahead to the Premier League, this is what concerns me. We're not there yet. And I don't care what the announcers said that Fulham could be in trouble. Fulham are not going to be in trouble. Fulham are going to get automatic promotion. And I still think they're going to win the league. But when you're looking at big picture, they can't be having mistakes like this. We're all human. We all make mistakes. But I've seen too many of these from Anthony Robinson. I'm sorry. This was a mistake that cost Fulham the match. If you disagree with me, you disagree with me. I want him to do well. I absolutely want him to do well. But I'm not going to deny that his mistake didn't cost Fulham the match. It did. It absolutely did. And, you know, and fair credit to Callum Robinson for scoring a good goal. But that mistake was just really bad. And they scored from it. The one thing I also want to mention, because we'll end this by talking about man of the match, because I do want to give Fulham a man of the match, but I also want to mention this because he has gotten a lot of stick this year. I thought Marek Rodak kept Fulham in the match. Do you disagree with me? Because I think Marek Rodak made some key saves. So Marek Rodak, for me, is, I don't know if he's Premier League quality. We'll see, but I think he deserves a chance in the Premier League. He kept Fulham in this match. And when we talk about the second half and Fulham go down a goal, there are two opportunities that we'll talk about, really. And the first one is the one by Harry Wilson. I actually thought it was in the back of the net. but it actually missed wide. It was a good shot by Harry Wilson. Whenever he gets a chance on his left foot, I think he has a chance to score. And I thought, you know, and again, I thought for a good portion of, especially in the first half, we really didn't see much of him. We really didn't. But that, I think, has a lot to do with West Brom, the way they set up. I thought they were very good, and I think they took away what Fulham wanted to do. And one of them was to get Harry Wilson involved, and he really wasn't involved. And then at the end of the match, we have the great opportunity. And this doesn't happen that often, but Mitro missed here, and that was a great opportunity. It's going to happen. But in the end, guys, Fulham didn't deserve to win this match. And I can't shake my way around that. I just think that for me, you know, again, they didn't deserve to win. It's a miss. They definitely did not really deserve anything from this match. So I'm just going to share some comments. Let's see. And let's see. Steve Turner says, Robinson is a liability. Play Bryan instead. We're afraid to tackle, to be physical, and don't do well against more physical jobs. This is from Chris Davidson. Ream also massively at fault for the goal. But hey, let's blame Robinson for everything. Chris, I'm not blaming Robinson for everything. I'm not doing that. But you are a Robinson apologist. Let's call it what it is. Whenever someone makes a mistake in Fulham, you apologize. I'm sorry. You're my friend. He made a mistake. Let's call it what it is. If you want to call out Ream, that's fine. Let's call out Ream. Robinson made a mistake too. You're a wonderful supporter, Chris, but it's both of them. Fine. I'm happy to say that. But let's not pretend that Anthony Robinson didn't make a mistake, okay? Let's not do that. And I'm just going to share some more comments. Let's see. Recur says, Fulham were poor today. Absolutely. Let's see. Let's see what David Howell has to say. Robinson was dire and has been for a while. Bryan must have upset Silva. There's no way Robinson's performance kept him in the team. All right, let's see what else we got. Dave Cronin says, defense will need the change for premiership. Dave, you're 100% right on that. Let's see what Stefan has to share. Okay. Stale and devoid of ideas. I agree with all that. Let's see what Val has to share. Agree, Rodak. He saved us losing 3-4-0. Val, I think you're right. I suppose, though, we played badly. If it wasn't for that bad pass, would have got a point, which would have been a bonus. And again, going back to what my friend Chris said, it wasn't just Anthony Robinson. It was also Tim Ream. So maybe I'm being harsh on one person. It's a team game. So I want to say, you know, I'm glad that Chris pointed that out, but I can't deny that that both of them made an error that cost Fulham the match. I just did, Chris. I just mentioned his mistake. I actually just mentioned his mistake. You pointed out I did mention his mistake. I'm being fair to you there. I am mentioning his mistake. All right. Coming up next to end the show, we're going to talk about man of the match. Okay, guys, who is your man of the match? I don't normally do this. I don't like to do this when Fulham lose, but let's do a man of the match. For me, it's Marek Rodak. Anyone agree with me? I think it has to be Marek Rodak. Marek Rodak made some key saves. For me, he was man of the match. Let's see if anyone else agrees with me. Don't have anyone else saying man of the match. Oh, I've got Val saying Rodak. He obviously agrees with me. Let's see. Some more comments coming. Team look tired. At least we have a nice break coming up. Return refreshed. Take it out against QPR. Dave, I think you're right. Wayne Walden says Rodak. For me, Stefan says man of the match, Rodak. So I think we're in agreement that it's Marek Rodak. Definitely think it's Rodak. Steve Turner, Rodak. So I think we're all in agreement there. He kept Fulham in the match. And just to end the show, like I said, this is going to be a very quick show. And I'll just say one more time, congratulations to West Brom. They deserve to win the match. But if we look forward, and I listened to the commentary during this match, talking about, you never know what can happen. Fulham can be in trouble. They have all these away matches. This is all true. It's all true that they have all these away matches. But they also have a break. And it looks like Bournemouth did not take advantage of this opportunity that much because they got a draw. And again, we had that game in hand with Huddersfield Town. So again, is it really a lot lost after losing this match? Probably not. It hurts. I don't like Fulham losing, but they're going to lose. So I'm going to accept this loss. We move on. We look at what happened, and I hope Marco Silva looks at the team, takes this nice break, and comes back very strong for the stretch end of the season. Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank everyone for commenting. And Chris, I love you, Chris. I'm going to just share this because this is what you do, my friend. Robinson, man of the match. Very funny there, Chris. Very funny. But I'm going to share that. To wrap up this show, I just want to thank everyone for watching and listening to Cottage Talk. I really appreciate everyone, you know, after a disappointing loss, coming joining me for about 15 minutes to look back at a disappointing loss for Fulham. And like I mentioned one last time, congrats to West Brom, but I'm going to wrap this up. For myself, Russ Goldman, thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk. It's the 90th minute. And all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping. And you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.